Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Tuesday, October 15th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today. Earnings season kicks off. EU negotiator says Brexit deal possible. And the market is eyeing trade news. Leading today's news. U.S. futures are up this morning as earnings season kicks off with several major earnings reports. BlackRock, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, and J.P. Morgan Chase are scheduled to report before the bell, while regional banks Hancock Whitney and Pinnacle Financial will report post-close. Healthcare majors Johnson & Johnson and United Health are due to report before the open. United Airlines and J.B. Hunt from the transport sector will report post-close. Dow and S&P futures are both trading up 0.40%, with the Nasdaq up 0.50%. In other news, EU negotiator Michel Barnier told reporters that a Brexit deal is still possible this week, even though reaching an agreement is proving more difficult than anticipated. Barnier says talks have been intense over the weekend and yesterday, and that work has just started now today. Sterling rose against the dollar following Barnier's comments. Market watchers will keep an eye on trade news after yesterday's end to Turkey trade negotiations and the U.S. Treasury Secretary's warning that China tariffs could go up if there's no deal by December. However, Mnuchin said he expects to reach a deal by then. A surge in pork prices is largely responsible for Chinese consumer inflation that hit a near six-year high Tuesday. The country's consumer price index rose 3% year-over-year, up from a 2.8% pace in August. Non-food prices rose 1%, but food prices rose 11.2%, led by pork that jumped 69.3%. While consumer prices increased at a hot pace, producer prices declined sharper, dropping 1.2% year-over-year in September versus 0.8% in August. Struggling WeWork is favoring a junk debt rescue from banks led by J.P. Morgan over a lifeline from backer SoftBank, Bloomberg reports. J.P. Morgan's $5 billion package would be one of the riskiest offerings in years, but could be the last best chance for key private backers to avoid heavy dilution. SoftBank, which already owns a third of WeWork, would offer billions more in equity and debt, but take control of the company. With a pooled IPO, WeWork risks running out of cash by November's end. Fast-growing app TikTok has set up office space just miles from Facebook and is increasingly poaching its employees, CNBC reports. TikTok, owned by ByteDance, has moved into space previously held by Facebook's WhatsApp and has hired more than two dozen Facebookers since 2018, in part using salaries that could be 20% higher. TikTok's also hiring from Snap, Hulu, Apple, YouTube, and Amazon. The United Auto Workers wants local union leaders in Detroit on Thursday to discuss GM negotiations. Historically, such a meeting indicates either a tentative deal was reached or a vote is needed to pursue a new action. Last Friday, the UAW said it had countered an offer from GM. California Governor Newsom says PG&E should provide credits or rebates to customers affected by its failures at execution during last week's planned power outages. Newsom wants the rebates to come from shareholders rather than ratepayers. California's regulations don't require the company to cover losses from intentional blackouts. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures and gold are all set to open in the green, with crude oil slightly down. On today's economic calendar, Redbook chain store sales are out at 8:55 a.m. Eastern Time.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.